Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. He first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. So good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host on this morning, amen, and your Kingdom Coach, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, giving all God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, thanking him for one more day that he had blessed us to see, thanking him for our rising and our shining on this morning, his protection, his divine protection over us as we slept and as we slumbered and as he has ushered us into a brand new day. And for this, we give God praise, glory, and all of the honor. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table to enjoy the meal. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, and that you will continue to come back and fellowship with us. Amen. Praise is what we do with God chasers here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We are God lovers. Amen. We're just striving to be the best that we can be. We're striving to do all that the Lord is helping us to do and have commanded us to do. Amen, and that God will get the full glory out of everything in our lives. Amen and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the subject of love. And love is the vehicle that helps us to go deeper in God. We started this year, it's about three of us, we were encouraged how the Holy Spirit was using our Pastor Erica, and through our conversations with her, We all walked away with the same inspiration to go deeper, to go deeper, to go deeper, to go deeper. Amen. In God, deeper, moving from faith to faith, moving from glory to glory, deeper in our experience with Him, deeper in our walk with Him, deeper, amen, and realizing who God is and who we are in Him. But what we have determined and discovered with the help of the Holy Spirit in our teaching this month is that love is the vehicle that takes you deeper. There's no other way to get there. There is no other way, because as the scripture tells us, he who does not love does not know God. So if then we're not walking in love, we're not walking in God. We're separated. We're divorced before we even got married. I mean, there's no union. There's no fellowship. There's no oneness. There's nothing there. See? And so when we get on this vehicle of love and allow love, amen, to just take us deeper. We'll take us deeper. Glory be to God. All we do, amen, is put a little pressure on the pedal, amen, with our faith, activating our faith, you know, asking God to help us, yielding to the process, and the Holy Spirit does all the work. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful ride. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful discovery. Love. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 4. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And so, beloved, we have already examined verses 4, 5, and 6 earlier this week about love suffering long, love being kind, love that does not envy, love that does not vaunt itself, love that is not puffed up, love that does not behave unseemly, love that does not seek her own, love that is not easily provoked, love that thinketh no evil, love that rejoiceth not in iniquity, but love that rejoices in the truth, love that beareth all things, and love that believeth all things. Today, beloved, amen, we want to tap in, glory be to God, on the next characteristic of love, as our brother Paul speaks by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that love hopeth all things and love endureth all things. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Love, amen, that beareth all things, we have already learned. And if you missed any of our teachings, we encourage you to go into our archives. Amen. And re-listen. Right now, the archives is still free. Right now. Okay, it's free. We are making some transitions right now. It's going to, you know, it's going to cost you a dime. When I say a dime, that's a symbolic, so it's going to cost you a dollar too. Amen. To get a kind of replay of the message. Other ministries are doing it. It's a nice source of income, especially if you're popular. You know, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to, you know, charge a couple dollars for the kingdom. Amen. Money can go into the kingdom. Otherwise, you know, some people, they just come eat, and don't even want to leave a tip. Not only do they not want to pay you for the meal, they don't want to even leave a tip. So we found out here, amen, love beareth all things, okay? So amen, the analogy to the bearing all things. We drew the picture of a roof, okay? You have a roof over your house, okay? And that roof is protecting you from the storm, from the rain, from the weather, okay, from elements, from animals, and all that other stuff. I heard the other day that someone told me that a raccoon got into a lady's house. The lady had to go live in a hotel because she was afraid of the raccoon, being bitten by the raccoon. Well, that probably was a smart thing to do. So we find out here love beareth all things, so love protects. That word beareth, protects, love shields, love covers, love conceals and safeguards people from exposure. Okay, so we got that. Love believeth all things. Okay, when you believe all things, you believe the very best, no matter what. No matter what it looked like, no matter what went down, no matter, no matter, no matter, regardless, 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 you believe the best in this situation and in this person. So after us examining that word, believe it, beloved, we found out that love strains forward with all its might to believe the very best in every situation. Then we go on, beloved, amen. Love hopeth all things. Glory be to God. Ah, rabakumbi, hopeth all things. Hope in the Greek. And we always make reference to the Greek because if you really want to find the true meaning when we go into Bible words, beloved, Webster can help you a little bit, but it's not going to take you deep. And our goal here is deep because 2023 is the year of results, and you got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. Glory be to God. I'm preparing now for the message for tomorrow. Which I'm still using the movie Creed. I'm using the movie Creed because it really, really was a good movie. Creed 1, 2, and 3. Creed 3 causes you to go back and watch Creed 1 and 2 because you have to watch Creed 1 and 2 to understand Creed 3. And it really is it is a story of life. And I'm preparing now to bring the message. But Rocky told Creed something in the movie. He says, glory be to God. He said, if you want great change, then you got to change. You can't get change without changing. You know, and a lot of us are stuck there because all of us want change, but we don't want to do what's necessary. We don't want to change in our mindset, our actions, whatever needs to be changed so we can get change. You'll hear more about it, amen, when you visit us tomorrow, amen, for our Sunday services, amen. Glory be to God. So the word hope, love hopeth all things, it depicts, so I said that to say, beloved, amen, before I move, let me back up a minute, in reference to the Greek, okay. If you want to find out what the word of God is saying, amen, in God's language, you have to understand the Greek, get a Greek dictionary, a Greek Bible, because it was translated in Greek. And then this way you can get, because one word can mean a whole bunch of stuff, but we want to know what exactly is God telling us. And the English vernacular, beloved, one word can mean 25 things. This is why the English language is so difficult for foreigners to learn, you know, because one word can mean a whole bunch of things, okay? But in the Greek, we can zero in, amen? Okay. So, love hopeth all things. That word, beloved, depicts not only a hope, but an expectation of good things. See,
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, what is the hope? The hope is your expectation. See, if you're not expecting nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. See, that's how faith works. See, but when we are in love and when we are walking in the agape, beloved, we are in a state of expectation, not of bad things, but of good things. This means, beloved, that rather than assuming failure or a bad result in someone's life, agape love, that agape love of God always expects the best in someone's life. And we hear people say it all the time, I ain't expecting them to come through. I ain't expecting them to do nothing. I ain't expecting them to win. So that's really your expectations of them. But I just want just to show you through the word today that you're thinking about that person regardless of their history. See, you thinking that way, meaning that you're not thinking in love. Because if you was in love, you would have expectations of good things. Glory be to God. So you want to think good results, good expectations. You know why? Because God has good expectations about you. That all your defeats, all your failures, all your sins, all your mess ups, all your broken promises, all your fleshly ways, all your disappointment, all that, God keeps on believing in you. Isn't that awesome? Plans to bring you to an expected end. His expectations of you never fail. He doesn't see you as you are. He sees you as you will be when he gets finished with you. This type of love, beloved, not only expects it, but it is filled with an anticipation to see the manifestation of the thing hoped for. So what is the Spirit saying? Love always expects and love always anticipates the best in others and the best for others. And that's agape love. And that is the level of love, beloved. If we be honest, all of us have some room to go deeper. See, because it's challenging for us to really see and wish and believe the best in other people because we're not even believing it in our own lives. So how can you love your neighbor and you don't love yourself? The first commandment, beloved, is for us to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength, and all of our might. That's the first commandment. Now, see, because what God did, God took the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, moved them over to two commandments in the new covenant. He took it out the Old Covenant, Ten Commandments, brought it over to the New Covenant in the New Commandment, and summed the Ten Commandments up in two. So it's really only two commandments. But those two commandments incorporates the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. What are the two commandments? One, love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength, and might. Two, love your neighbor as you love yourself. What? So how are you going to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? And we're not talking about conceit, beloved. We're talking about, amen, the beautiful you that God created, the fearful, the wonderful, fearfully and wonderfully made, the unique you, your gifts, your talents, your ability, the you could search the world high and low, and you ain't going to find nobody like you. So don't be afraid to be yourself. But you got to love yourself because you can't love somebody else if you don't love you. And as I heard someone say yesterday on our prayer call, and that if you don't love God, he can't love you. So here we are told, amen, to expect and anticipate the best in others. But before you can do that, you got to expect the best and anticipate the best in you, which means, amen, love yourself, amen. Agape love begins in you. Bam, there it is. Agape love flows in you, through you, out of you. You love you. You believe the best in you. You somebody because God made you somebody. You special because God called you special. He called you the apple of his eye. You all that in a bag of Doritos. Hello, somebody. Huh? And because you love you, and you now you can love other people. You got to agape yourself. See, we're talking about sharing love abroad and walking in the spirit of agape to our fellow brothers and sisters and our neighbors, which the world is your neighbor, by the way, not just the people living on the left and people living on the right of you. The world is your neighbor. See, but before you can agape somebody else, you have to be agape. You have to receive, amen, what the Lord has already deposited in you. Glory be to the living God. And then the last one for the day. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Woo, Father God, Holy Ghost. That word endureth, beloved, in the Greek is a compound word. The first portion of that word, hupo, means under. And the last portion of that compound word is meno, which means to stay or to abide. So when you put the two words together in the Greek, when we say endureth all things, we're talking about an attitude of a person who is under a heavy load. Anybody ever been under a heavy load? Yeah, I know. Raise both your hands. But refuses to surrender to defeat because he knows, she knows, that they're in their place. So I can't surrender because I know I'm in my place. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I was very, very impressed. One of our ministry partners, matter of fact, amen, she's in charge of our Friday night service, praise party. We want to thank God for our Minister Thurman. Thank God for all that she does. And she shared with us how her daughter was having a special event last night. And that meant a lot to her. But she chose to be in her position. She chose to be hosting the Friday night call because she felt as if this is where God would have her to be. Even under the burden of being divided, even under the burden of wanting to be in Center City with her daughter, even under that heavy burden, she said, I got to stand here because I'm convicted that this is where God will have me to be. How many of us can say that today? How many of us move around with the wind, move around with emotions, just move around because, amen, somebody got a string on our ankles. We just moving to be moving to be moving, huh? But not comfortable, amen. Glory be to God. Some of you are listening today, glory be to God, around the world, glory be to God, and you visit us every now and then, and you keep coming back. You want to know why? Because this is where you need to be. This ministry is where you need to be. You need to be having a seat right under here. Glory be to God. Maybe somebody told you don't sit under no women pastors. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Huh? Maybe somebody told you an internet ministry ain't no real ministry. I don't know what you're going through. Huh? But you know where you need to be. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Because this person knows that he or she is where they're supposed to be. They have therefore decided that regardless of what tries to come against them, she is going to stay put and refuse to move. I ain't going nowhere. Regardless, I ain't going nowhere. Love going to keep me here. I ain't leaving my marriage. I ain't leaving this relationship. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't leaving this friendship. I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving this job. I ain't going nowhere. See? Now, sometimes it's a time to move. But I ain't moving till the Lord say move. Because this is where I need to be. That's love. That's the type of love that endureth all things. This means, beloved, that agape never quits. Agape never throws in the towel. It simply does not know how to quit. Real agape love, beloved, says, I'm committed to be here. Committed. 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 And we see it all the time, and especially in this ministry. We see the commitment. Some of our prayer warriors, glory be to God, out in the supermarket. Trying to do a call, trying to host a call in the supermarket, in the rain, sitting in their car, committed to service, committed to, I'm in this, I don't care what you say or what you do, amen, this is where I'm supposed to be. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. People that having bad relationships, spouses acting up, acting ugly. Huh? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. But what? You don't run to the divorce court every time you have an argument? You ain't calling your lawyer because your spouse got on your nerves? No, you telling your spouse and you tell the devil, you tell everybody else that want to see you break up. That I ain't going nowhere, for better or for worse, for bitter or for sweet. Glory be to God. I'm going to stay with you, and I'm going to work this thing out. Baby, we're going to work this thing out, or we're going to die trying. Regardless of the cost of the time involved, I am not quitting. I am here to stay. I am your mother. I ain't going nowhere. You my child. Yeah, that wasn't the right thing, but we going to work it out. I'm not going to scratch you out the wheel because you made a mistake. That's the love, beloved, that endureth all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Regardless of the cost involved, I'm here to stay. You see, beloved, that is what the Bible means when it says love endureth all things. This kind of love is completely contrary to the flesh now. See, we're in a warfare. We're fighting, amen, and I always like boxing anyhow. That's why I'm really Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. I always followed them because boxing is just my sport. Some of you like basketball and football. You know, I'm not really into it like that, but I'm into the boxing thing. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, you have to know that you're in a boxing ring every day, and guess what? Amen. It's your flesh against your spirit. The things I would do, I don't do, Brother Paul said, and the things I said I was going to do, I never got around to doing it. And the things I said I never was going to do no more, here I go again. Because you're in a battle every day against the flesh and every in the spirit. Because you got to remember, every place you go, the flesh shows up. You can't tell your flesh to have a seat right here. I'll be back in an hour. Every place you go, your flesh go. And every place you go, your spirit go. But the two are contrary one to another. See, so when we talk about love, agape love, love that endureth all things, see, your flesh says, I don't think so. Say, no, they done had enough of this BS. Well, we ain't going to say BS. We're going to say the words. we're going to say the words now. and declare we ain't cussing. we enough of this BS. Because that's what the flesh be feeling. Glory be to God. The flesh will say this. The flesh said, you know what? I done all I think I'm going to do. I ain't going to do another cotton picking thing. That's how the flesh talks. And we all know, amen, that we done had some conversations with our flesh like that when we get fed up. Enough is enough already. Whatever. Whatever. Just go to hell. You want to go to hell? Just leave me alone. Huh? I'm not wasting any more of my life. It's over. Do what you want to do. I'm finished. I'm leaving. Matter of fact, I ain't even taking nothing with me. I'm gone. I'm out. That's not the love that endure for all things, beloved. That might be the way you feeling. But if you feeling that way, you ain't in love. You in the flesh. You in the flesh. 100. So when we translate what the Spirit is saying expressly through Brother Paul, love never quits. Love never surrenders. And love never gives up. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So let's take these in my closing. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure. Now let's read that again in the Greek. Love protects, shields, guards, covers, conceals, and safeguards people from exposure. Love strains forward with all its might to believe the very best in every situation. Love always expects and anticipates the best in others and the best for others. Love never quits, never surrenders, and never gives up. Amen and amen. Beloved, as you look into the mirror of God's word this morning, and when we examine all the characteristics of agape love, can you say honestly that this kind of love is operating in your life? Let me ask you another question. Would other people say that you have agape love operating in your life? Have you been a roof for anybody? Are you protecting anybody, covering them, concealing them, and guarding them during their hard and difficult seasons of life? Would others say that you believe the best about people? Or would others say that you tend to be a little nitpicky and you tend to be a little critical of others? Have you made the decision to stick it out regardless of how long it takes? This morning, I want to encourage you to do the right thing by determining to learn to operate in this high level agape love of God. It's high. Now, it's high. Now, we got to reach for it. We got to reach. Brother Paul said, "Ready? This one thing I do," he said, I'm reaching for it. You got to put a little effort in it. It don't come naturally. It's a high level. God says his ways are higher than our ways. You got to reach for the highway. This divine love is already shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's already there. If you are a born-again believer, you don't have to pray for more love. Because you are born again of an incorruptible seed. The love is already in you. Now it just has to be released. And sometimes, you know, that's why God allows pressure in our lives. See? Because what the pressure is not meant to kill you. The pressure is meant to release what's on the inside of you. Take, for example, a flower pot. So you got your flower pot, got your dirt, you put your seed in the dirt. Then you put more dirt on top of the seed. Can you imagine the pressure that seed had to go through to get to the top of the soil? Oh, it felt some pressure. Yeah, God will allow pressuring situations and circumstances in our life to bring out the best in us. Not to kill the seed, but that we can release what's in the seed. God's love is already in you. According to the power that worketh in you. So now it's up to you to open up your heart and let this divine river of love flow forth from you to others. Because how can you say you love God whom you have not seen and not love your brothers and your sisters who you see every day? Are you going to open your heart and let God's love spill out to those around you? Well, beloved, the choice is now before you. You choose. You choose. Isn't that something how God made us and he said he gave us the ability to make choices? He said, you choose. You want blessings or curses? You choose. You want death? You want life? You choose. You want to walk in love or not? You choose. Amen? Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we ask you to help us to learn to operate in this supernatural, life-changing, high-level love. Please help us to quit judging others for the problems in their lives and to start thinking about how we can protect them, how we can cover them in times of difficulty. Holy Spirit, please help us believe the best about them. We also ask you for the strength to remain committed to by their side until the victory has been won and they have become everything that you intended for them to be. We are anticipating a new surge of your power and strength right now to help us to get started on this path. And we'll keep believing and confidently expecting until we see the results in our lives that we know you want. And we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. On Monday, Lord's willing, we're gonna hit the big one. Love never fails. Ooh. God have mercy. Love never fails. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank God, amen, for all this week. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God that has come forth every day this week. We want to thank our minister, Norwood, and our Deacon Cooper, amen, for sharing with us, amen, and their unique way. We want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Ooh, hallelujah. We came out of Revelations and amen. The Lord said, return back to your first love. Oh my God, we want to thank God. That was a night, that was a one night revival on Wednesday night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our praise party on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for the altar of prayer that's been open every day this week. One thing about this ministry, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If the altar is closed, that's because we're having technical difficulties. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, two people slept on the line. I went to open up the lines this morning, and I found two people were still on the prayer line, snoring. Well, I think it was like 600 minutes. Good thing they don't charge us by the minutes. I don't know how we would pay that bill this month. We just pay one flat monthly fee. I hope they don't change, because two people fell asleep on the prayer line. They couldn't even go to sleep. I tell you, it was just been a beautiful week. Amen. Thank God for the morning altar on social media. Amen. We want to thank God for all of our wonderful, wonderful platforms. Thank God for each and every one of you that serve in this ministry in any way, shape, form, or capacity. And we want to thank God for those of you who pray for this ministry, serve in this ministry, support this ministry with your finances. That shows where your real heart is. When you put your money where your mouth is, you know who in your corner. Amen. Just look at the books. Just pull out the financial records. And you ain't got to ask God who's in your corner. Amen. Just check the records. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to say thank you. 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 Amen. And all of you who are listening around the globe and haven't reached out to us yet, amen. We look forward to reaching out to you. And if you don't, amen, we'll meet you in heaven. Amen. Now, let me say this. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, and you've been with us all this week, all this month, you love this ministry, and we love you too, okay? But you got to give your heart to Jesus. You got to give your heart to Jesus, and we believe the best in you. We believe that now is your time. We're asking you to do it this morning. There's no special position. You don't have to run and take a bath first or put on some clothes or none of that. None of that. None. Just open your heart, open your mouth, and invite Jesus in. That's all you got to do. Repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would save my soul. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, and I invite him to come and live in my heart, to rule, to reign, and to show me the way to go. Thank you for forgiving me for all of my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the last book of life. Now help me to follow you all the balance of my days. And I say thank you, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercies. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You can say it like that, or you can say it like something else. As long as you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, amen, and you believe it, amen. Even if you believe it a little bit, that's enough to get you started, amen. And we say get you started, because salvation is not the end. Salvation is the beginning, amen. It's not the end now. You don't get saved and just live any kind of way. No, it's the beginning of a new life. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And it's a beautiful life. That's all I want to say. It's a beautiful life. You're going to have some up days. You're going to have some down days. I think I'm just coming through a season of dragging. Sometimes it feels like you dragging through the mud season. you dragging through quicksand, but you're still moving. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, but you're still moving. And God rewards your faith and your movement. Amen. Reach out to us at lifewayjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us pray for you and pray with you. Amen. And see what we can help you to do to grow. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Amen. We will be back tomorrow. Amen. You'll find us at 10 a.m. on social media. You'll find us at back here on Block Radio at 12. And then you'll find us again on social media back at 9 p.m., Lord's willing. Amen. And our series, Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Ah, God have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. My pleasure to serve. My pleasure to serve. Glory be to God. Thank God for willingness to serve. Thank God for y'all praying for me. Because, look, let me tell y'all something. Service is over. The same way some of you are here every morning, every morning. Y'all don't miss a morning. Y'all signing in. God bless you. Some of you just come every now and then. Some of you come when you wake up or when you feel like getting up. But guess what? I got the same feelings you get. Same way you get sleepy, I'm sleepy. Same way some mornings you don't want to wake up and get out of bed and call in. Guess what? Me either. Let's just keep it real. Glory be to God. Especially on that 5 a.m. social media platform when I know I'm facing witches and warlocks. I be asking the Lord, Lord, you sure today is the day? But I come anyway when the Holy Spirit leads me. Glory be to God. I want to say, amen. I feel the same way you do. But I'm here, and I'm here every morning by the grace of God. Thank you for your prayers for me. Thank you. Because the devil would have took me out a long time ago. I went through a spirit of discouragement not that long ago. I wasn't going to get the ministry up, but I said, let somebody take over for 1 year. I was ready to take a one-year sabbatical, and that's a God-picking truth. I wasn't going to leave you stranded. I said, let me get everything in order. I'm going for 1 year, and I'll be back. We'll see what the Lord said. See? Because, you know, just felt, you know, we go through that. We go through that. Amen. That's life. Amen. Some, you know, that's why it's good to encourage one another. Encourage your leaders. I don't care who your pastor is, your leader is. Do something to encourage them. Let them know they appreciate it. They know they work for God, but it helps. And they know they're just not talking to be talking. And, you know, and, oh, that's just old Pastor Bradford again. Somebody come out of your blip and say what Pastor Bradford been saying for 3 years, and you want to hoopla, you know, you dancing for what somebody just said. But yeah, but your pastor been saying that for 3 years. You ain't heard a word because she just pastor. See, and sometimes we become familiar. That's why the Bible says a prophet is without honor in their own country. You don't appreciate the people that serve you every day. You appreciate the stranger more than you appreciate. You'll give more. If somebody came to this ministry and said, I need you to write me a check for $500, some of you right now will pull out your checkbook and because they gave you a word of prophecy or whatever, and write them out a check for $500 and haven't given this ministry $500 the whole year that you've been here. And y'all know it's the truth. Because a prophet is without honor in their own country. Amen. But I am encouraged. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I'm back. Amen. Glory be to God. Never really planned on going nowhere. I was thinking about it, though. It was a thought. And we don't know. We still don't know what the future holds. Amen. I am working on a succession plan, which means that I know that I'm not going to be here forever. And so we have mechanisms in force now. Who's going to take over the ministry, blah, 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 so that this can go on until Jesus comes. Amen? Because after Jesus comes, it ain't going to matter. Father God, we say thank you. We magnify you. We bless you. We praise you. What a beautiful week. This was an absolutely beautiful week. Testimonies coming in everywhere. Thank you, Father God. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for, Father God, our Elder Carte, her nephew that was shot up 8 times. We thank you, Father God, that he's recovering fine. We want to pray for our evangelist, Ernestine, and the death of her stepson, so her son's brother, still family. Our sister Joanne's brother, Father God, we pray for him. Our sister Hattie's new job, we thank you for hers, Father God, and the list goes on. Our sister Kathy, Father God, and her family with her children and grandchildren, we thank you for working out the details in that, turning all that around in their favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, our Elder Martin, what she's going through in her real estate battle, we thank you for handling that. Our brother Tyrone Reed, Father God, good report for his heart condition. Our sister Brenda Murray, our heart condition, Father God, thank you for healing the heart. Thank you that our seven young people are excited for our Good Friday service. God, we say thank you for that. We just want to say thank you for everything. For in all things, we give you thanks. Thank you for every ministry partner here under the Lifeway Jesus banner. Those who are being blessed to fund this ministry, those who have came to the ministry, left the ministry, those who are coming to the ministry. Oh, because it's your ministry, it's your word. We are your people, and we love you, and we say thank you. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot and will not and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day, a good weekend. See you in church tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here on Monday morning. Continuing in our theme, let's talk about real love. Amen, hallelujah, because God is love. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you, 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 love you.
With no chains, give me a free hand. won't you play now, won't you play?
I will serve you.